Welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aji Asir, and you can find me at ajiasir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I know that you already know that because you're listening to this podcast. You can also find me at patreon.com/AjiYasir. I'll be doing a class over there coming up really, really soon, a making medicine class. It's that time, y'all. It is almost fall, and I'm harvesting a lot of medicine out of our space, and so I will be making tinctures, and I'm probably going to do some dried medicine as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. You'll learn how to make your medicine, mix your medicine, and I don't know, I always have a really good time when I'm doing medicine, whether it's the music I'm playing, the energy that I'm drawing in from around me. I just really, really have a good time making medicine. So I look forward to sharing that with you. So y'all, I have been really quiet, and I appreciate the patience that you have allowed me, that you have given me. I just have been feeling like I needed to be really quiet. So I've been quiet on social media outlets for the most part. I've been definitely quiet on this podcast. And I have been quiet with Patreon. And, you know, I'm going to get back to talking, but I definitely appreciate you all sticking with me. I just feel like I'm at a stage, at a moment, if you will, where I need that solitude. I need some quiet, and that's what I've been providing myself. And I feel like it's a lot of people who are doing this. I'm not just the only one who is feeling this draw toward solitude, this draw toward just being still. And so that's what I've been doing. I feel like there is a shift. I know that there is a shift going on, and my feelings are real. So I do want to backtrack that when I said I know, I don't just feel, but my feelings are definitely real. I feel like there is a shift going on, a calling. People who have been called to do whatever work they have been called to do, it's time to really, really tap into that work, get into that work, and eliminate a lot of the distractions. So that's what I've been doing. A lot of study, a lot of intuitive work, a lot of ceremony. I've been doing ceremony, a lot of just communicating with people who are shifting, who are ready for that shift. So that's what I've been on. And also, I have been on nursing myself because I fell in New Orleans a couple of months ago. I fell in New Orleans, and it has progressed. Well, it progressed. I'm not going to say it has progressed. It progressed. The scar progressed. It was a wound, and then progressed to an ulcer. It was infected. A whole long story behind that. But you know what? I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. I was nervous initially, which, you know, rightly so. I go to the doctor, and they're saying, well, and I just went to the doctor to get a diagnosis. I love going to the doctor to get a diagnosis so I could kind of hear what their mind is on. And so I definitely appreciate hearing, oh, well, you have an ulcer. This has progressed into an ulcer. It's not healing. It was infected when I went away and I did my Cobb certification. So here I am. And I've been going to the doctor. And I've been going to the doctor mainly because I want them to monitor how small the wound is getting, but also some other stuff too. It might be some legal stuff going on, and I just want to keep track of that. I'm not sure if it will be, but it might be, so I need to keep track of that. But y'all, I am so grateful. Even though I'm going through this, even though I'm having to nurse this ulcer, this wound that I definitely wasn't planning on. Nobody plans on having a wound, I don't think. I wasn't planning on having this wound, but it has really shifted something in me. I was scared when they told me it progressed into an ulcer. But now I'm like, you know what? I am here for the shift. I've said shift so many times because there's so many shifts going on. I am here for the shift. And I know there are some reasons why a wound won't heal. There's some emotional reasons why wounds don't heal. Sometimes that person is not open to healing. Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. Also, circulation can be an issue. So I've been enjoying going to the gym every day, y'all. I love the gym. Like, yeah, I can farm. I can do all of this physical activity. I can build a house. But let me tell you, I love going to the gym. And I had been going to the gym, but not as regularly as I've been going for the past month. So I appreciate hitting the gym every month. And I appreciate that process because I'm not just hitting the gym. I'm actually listening to myself. There are some days I go to the gym, and again, I'm going every day because I'm working on boosting my circulation so this thing can heal properly, and it's working. So I've been going to the gym, and I don't work out every time I go to the gym though. Some days, and it seems like it's averaging maybe twice a week, sometimes three times a week, I'll just go and I'll hit the sauna and I'll just relax in the sauna and do sauna work. Listen to some music, listen to some cultural music, and just really, really tap into the healing of it and tap into listening to my body. I think that I'm doing a lot of decolonization work, and I know that the process of learning how to really listen and tune into your body is decolonization work, because so many of us have been taught to just ignore whatever is going on in our lives. We ignore the body and just keep on pushing. You know, there are some faiths who believe that, you know, the body is like nothing. The mind is everything, and the body is just following the mind, and you just got to keep pushing the body. But what happens? The body just breaks down, because the body is intelligence as well. And so I have been really, really tapping into that intelligence of my body. And if I don't feel like pushing it, and if I don't feel like doing a workout, I'm going and I'm sitting in the sauna. And if I feel like, hey, I'm doing a tough workout like I did today, I'm doing a tough workout, I am going to work out, and I'm going to treat myself to the sauna. Or sometimes I'll just work out. But y'all, I got to tell you, I do love the sauna. Absolutely love it. So yeah, that's what I've been on. And with this leg, now initially, I'm not anti-white coat medicine. I'm not anti-white coat methodologies, quote unquote healing methodologies. I don't think white coat medicine heals though. I think they're great for diagnosing. I think they are great for filling you up with pills. No shade to doctors and nurses out there, but I don't think they are number one for healing, you know. But initially, I did take the antibiotics that they asked me to take because of the infection. And I just, for one, I needed to have that on file that I took the antibiotics. But I also did my own thing, you know. I also grow lots of medicine that are antibiotic. And even if you do take white coat medicine with antibiotics, it's very, very, very important to put those probiotics back into your body. Because what can happen is, and I was concerned about this with the antibiotics, because I was like, okay, this is going to probably throw my pH off. Because that's what the antibiotics do. They can disrupt whatever is going, the good bacteria in your gut. That can happen. Some people, some women get yeast infections. Some men can get jock itch. A lot of things can happen. Yeast can start duplicating on your skin when you take a lot of antibiotics. That's just how it floats. So it's very important to put those probiotics back into the body. And so that's what I've been doing as well. You know, the probiotics that I have around the house that I've made myself. And also the soil. The soil is my number one go-to when it comes to probiotics. I mean, I put so much energy into the soil, and the food is so nutritionally rich. And the soil is the gut of the earth. So I make sure that the gut of the earth is very well taken care of with that. So yeah, definitely have to put these probiotics back in my body, and also concentrating on the medicine that I have actually growing around y'all. I think maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks after finding out that this was an ulcer, and that it was about 3 weeks after I found out that it was infected, what started growing at the front of my house? Vervain. Vervain, y'all, is so pretty. And I think, I planted vervain years ago, but it never took off. So a little birdie or a little animal or something planted some vervain right in the front of my house. And I'm like, wow, right where I could see it. Because I'm looking down. I looked down. I was like, what is this beautiful little purple flower? And I looked closer, and it was vervain. And so vervain is, and this is not medical advice, vervain is great for infections. It also helps to relax the body. But definitely your infections, the vervain is key, and it can be used as a tea. You can also use it topically. You can make a salve, but I'm using it as tea. So I'm just grateful all around. I'm grateful that I've had this wake up call. Get up and take care of yourself. Like, okay, because in my home, I am the doctor, I am the nurse, I am the cook, I am the chef, I am the wife, I'm the mother, I'm the teacher. All of these things. And I'm so used to taking care of so many people and so many issues around. And I think I do a good job of taking care of me, but life told me that I need to do more. And I think also that's because I'm being called to do more in life. And I'm grateful that I got this wake up call. As I'm being called to do more in life, I need to do more for myself, because I am going to be needed in this process. I've already gotten some messages about some things that I need to do, the things that I'll be doing in the future, some work that I'll be doing, and this is just a part of it. It's a part of the flow. Also, I am grateful that I got this opportunity to go through this with the ulcer, with the wound, with the healing, with the boosting my exercise, boosting circulation. Because what happens is, unfortunately, I've seen this time and time and time again in my life, and many people who are in the position of healer, they've seen this time and time and time again in their lives as well. When things are coming, a lot of times we get hit first. And so we get hit first as preparation for, so we can increase our skills and learn how to better serve those around us. And so I'm grateful for that, because now I've not just boosted my skills in this wound care, but I have up-leveled myself in so many ways. And I think the words for today, I feel like Sesame Street, the words for today are shift and self-care. I haven't said self-care. Shift, that's the word for the day. And wake up call, that's another word. Well, that's a phrase. That's a phrase So I don't know, y'all. I definitely appreciate y'all once again. Again, you can find me at ajiasir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me on social media as well. And I look forward to talking to you about making medicine. This is a very exciting time for me. A very exciting time of the year. I love it. I love going and making medicine and making sure that we have a lot of medicine for the winter. And I'll be doing healing medicine for me as well, relaxation medicine. So yeah, I'm just really looking forward. And so I look forward to talking to you as well on Patreon when I do teach this class. All right, y'all, have a great one.